Welcome to Hammer Down. We've officially made it to the Final Four.
Here we go.
Let's go.
The UCLA boys crushed everybody last night, including myself.
Well, they crushed my soul, Gumpy, because, you know, I had Michigan State winning my bracket. And when you took Michigan State, you also got UCLA a part of that because they were in the playoff game. And if I would have just kept that as my bracket winner, I'm probably in the lead to win $100,000 in Pat's bracket thing.
But oh, yeah.
Michigan State loses and I completely fade it. I mean, that's just classic.
You lose, Fox. You lose.
Yeah, you can't get cute with the gambling gods.
No, they'll smack you in the mouth.
And they did.
Mm-hmm.
They are plus 14 and rising against Gonzaga on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Get that line to the roof. Let's go. You say the Bruins money line. Hit it all every game in the tournament. Let's go. Only bet I hit.
It is down to plus 700, so the money line is dropping, Mitt. And then we have Baylor minus 5 against Houston.
Ooh, that's a lot against Houston. They're pretty good.
They can have off games.
They play that defense, though. Keep them in it.
I want Baylor to win because I think they're the only team that can give Gonzaga a game.
Agreed.
If anybody can at this point, I mean.
I'm taking Gonzaga minus 20 against UCLA.
I had USC last night, and me and Brown went to the game. And they started the game on a 7-0 run, and we never had a fucking sniff.
Nope.
Probably the biggest waste of money of all time.
They're so good.
They got smacked around.
They're incredible.
USC looks so good against Oregon when we went on Sunday night. Like, they literally just get bunnies wide open inside the free throw line every play.
Yeah. Like, your whole life, coaches teach you how to play basketball, and, like, they want you to play exactly like that Gonzaga team plays. You know, it doesn't work out that way, but when you get it like this, it's incredible.
They had one bad half against BYU.
And that's it.
That's the only time I've seen them play bad. You just got to hope. I mean, I'm curious to see if it's Baylor Gonzaga, what the line opens at. I think it'll be 5 or 6.
Yeah, I was even thinking 4.
Yeah, I could see it even going that low.
Because of how good they are.
I just like to see them in a tight game.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, that's all I'm hoping for. But we'll talk about that more on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
We'll dive into some. We got MLB starting tomorrow.
Here we go.
Wow.
And we still got a boatload of NBA tonight. Mm-hmm. I know you guys got some plays
that.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I got Heat minus 2 against the Pacers. Whoa. Portland minus 7 at Detroit. Mm. Dallas minus 1 at Boston. That's interesting. Rockets catching 14 at Nets. Knicks minus 3 at Minnesota.
Yep.
Raptors minus 8 at Oak City, Jazz minus 5 at Memphis, Kings plus 3 at San Antone, Bulls plus 7 at Suns, and the Bucks minus 9 at the Lakers.
Okay.
Let's go.
A lot of good ones.
What do you got, Fox?
My pick of the night. So you just said the Mavericks were minus 1. That's interesting because
that was this morning.
Yeah, so it changed to the Mavericks being plus 1 now is what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Was there an injury or something? I didn't dive deep into this one.
No, Celtics are just coming alive, dude.
That's what I think. You're right. And because of that, I'm actually not taking the Celtics tonight.
Oh.
I will be taking the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic to win this game. That's my pick of the night. Also, in this NCAA tournament, I've been picking first basket, you know, sprinkle a little bit on who scores the first basket.
Uh-huh.
I've hit 2 of them.
Okay.
And it's absolutely electric. It's riveting. So I'm going to do that in that game tonight and take Marcus Smart to score the first bucket at plus 900.
Wow.
Yep. Those
are
my picks.
I'll jump on that. Let's go, Foxy.
Let's go.
A lot of games. You know what? I'm just going to run through, I think, 8 of these I got picks for. I'm staying away from that Celtics game just because, fuck, they lost to the goddamn Pelicans. The Pelicans can't play defense for shit. All right. Bucks at Lakers. I'm going bottom to top here. I'm taking the Lakers plus 9. Drummond's playing tonight. Oh. He's a good paint presence against a team that relies on the paint with Giannis Antetokounmpo. This is a big parlay to 8-teamer. Bulls plus 7. I like the Suns, but shit, Vukovic, LaVine coming off an injury. It's his second game back. I think he'll be a little better. Seven's a lot of points. Kings, money line. They are 5-0 in their last five, I think. De'Aaron Fox is hot. He's averaging like 30-8 over that span. I'm taking them. Jazz, -5.5. They are ridiculous. They will legitimately blow anybody out. Probably still won't make the championship, though, so who cares? Raptors, -7.5. Just don't trust the Thunder ever. That'll probably be the one that comes back to haunt me.
Yep.
I'm taking Knicks, -3. They play defense, and Carl Anthony Towns hates teams that play defense. For that reason, I'm taking the Knicks. Pacers, +1. Oladipo not playing. However, he is still on that Heat team, and the Pacers are aware of that. That's a spike game.
Nice.
And I am going to take the Pistons, +8. I don't care what's going on with the Trailblazers. The Pistons have been covering. Fuck, they got that guy, Sadiq Bey.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He's a top five rookie this year.
It's a young, hungry team.
Feed me that. I'm going to parlay all those games. It's +19,000. $10 to win. $1,900. Yeah. I'll slam that all day long. And a little player performance doubles. Three of them that I like here. De'Aaron Fox, as I mentioned before, 30 points. The Kings to win, +390. RJ Barrett, 25 points, and the Knicks to win, +540. And lo and behold, the goddamn Celtics, Jason Tatum, 30 points, the Celtics to win, +500. I'm taking those three. I'll probably end up sprinkling a little more on later on a couple 30-pointers, maybe even Harden to score 40. Who knows?
I like it.
That's a hell of a run, Connor.
Let's go.
Let's go.
What do you got back there, Mitt?
I am going to stay with this, the game that's here tonight, the Pacers game. We're going to take the Heat, actually. I think the Pacers are definitely struggling right now. They're coming off some big wins, but they lost to the Wizards.
Whoa.
And the Heat did just beat the Knicks, which I am also taking the Knicks. They've been my cash cow all year.
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota stinks. 3.5 is what I'm looking at. Actually, 3 is what I'm looking at. Sorry. And that's just way too little of points for me. I'm also taking the over of 230 in the Houston Rockets-Brooklyn Nets game. Those overs have been smashing for me, and I can't really pick anyone on that game. The last game that I was going to take was the Phoenix Suns -7.5 against Chicago. I just cannot see the Bulls really pulling this one off, and the Suns have really been my moneymaker this entire year.
There baby,
go,
Mitt.
Let's go, Mitt. Great picks.
All right. Opening day, boys.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
There's some great action on FanDuel on opening day, actually. And I'm looking at it right now. Player to hit the first home run of the 2021 season.
Love this.
So the first game is Blue Jays-Yankees. So Aaron Judge +2,000. But I tell you where I'm going to go. DJ LeMahieu.
Ooh.
Just signed that big contract.
Oh, yeah.
He's +3,000. I don't see – it's either going to be Blue Jays or Yankees who hit a bomb, and I don't see Gerrit Cole giving one up early.
I can get Aaron Judge +2,000 to hit a home run.
No, it's like first home run of the season.
Oh, it's Aaron Judge, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking that. That's one of my picks.
Keep in mind, Foxy, the Indians will be up first against the Lions and against the Lions. Excuse me. Same difference, though.
That's okay.
The Lions and the MLB. And, you know, they got some big bats over there. So
no, give me Aaron Judge, all right? This guy's a monster.
There's also good playoff value on some teams. I'm taking the Red Sox, obviously, +250 to make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
You get the Cincinnati Reds, +205. The Washington Nationals are +160 to make the playoffs.
Damn.
And you also get Oakland at -132 and the Cardinals at -142. Some good value there.
Looking ahead to that Sox game, Gumpy, Rafael Devers to hit a home run is +380, and I love that bet, especially against the Orioles. The Orioles stink. They should basically be the Detroit Tigers, but they're not. And with that being said, +380 is ridiculous. I'm definitely on them making the playoffs, and I'll take the Sox -1.5. This is a different year. The Red Sox will not be the Red Sox like last year. They do this every other year thing. World Series stink. World Series stink. World Series stink. I'm thinking World Series this year.
It was a wash. Last year was a write-off.
Didn't count.
We got Cora back. We're rolling.
Uh-huh.
There is some great pitching matchups tomorrow. We touched on Ryu, Garrett Cole.
Oh, yeah.
Bieber going for the Indians. Absolute. Boyd is actually sneaky good for the Tigers. Yeah, they got a couple decent chuckers there.
Hey.
And then you got Atlanta, Phillies, Nola going. Yep. And then Arizona, San Diego is an interesting matchup with Bumgarner and Darvish. And then you got the Dodgers, obviously. Dodgers could be minus 200 money line every game this year, it feels like.
Jesus.
They're so good.
They're minus 215. And Marquez for the Rockies is a very good. Like, the Rockies aren't a bad team. They lost Arenado, but they still have some good players. And then Flaherty. I take the Cardinals here against the Reds. I like this Reds team, but Flaherty is, he's lights out, man. They're even money at plus 100.
With that Diamondbacks Padres game, it's not out yet, but I am definitely going to take Tatis Jr. to hit a home run. Dude just got paid $350 million. He better be swinging the stick come opening day, you know?
Is he not injured?
Is he injured?
He did get injured in spring training. I'm not sure if he's still
on, dude.
Come on.
Baseball season.
What are we doing?
Take some steroids. Get the hell out there.
But, yeah, there's games all day. And then
Greinke at night?
Is Verlander still pitching?
Not tomorrow.
Is he hurt still?
Who's he on the Astros still?
Yeah, he's on the Astros.
Yeah, I like the Astros. Give me them.
No, he's not pitching tomorrow, though.
That's all right. Still give me them. Verlander's a good team guy.
All right, that's true. That's Foxy, money line, Astros, minus 110 over the Oakland Athletics.
With that being said, I will take the Oakland Athletics against Foxy because he doesn't know shit about baseball like I do, and that's why the A's are coming out flying this year. Talking about Billy Bean, dude.
Mitt, you got any baseball plays back there?
Yeah, we're going to go with the St. Louis Cardinals. They're at minus 100, so even odds on FanDuel at the Cincinnati Reds. Cardinals don't lose on opening day, Gumpy.
They don't. Mm.
That's real, right?
That is fair. I mean, you can't argue with that.
They are nasty on opening
Good poll.
Day.
You got me convinced.
Hey, you know what, Mitt? You got me convinced, too. I'll take Goldschmidt to hit a home run tomorrow for the Cardinals. I love that guy.
That Cardinals lineup with Arenado in it is very, very dangerous now.
Yeah, they're wild. They're probably going to the World Series, right? Who's the favorite right now?
Dodgers.
Yeah, but
they got Bauer.
Dodgers, Yankees. So Yankees obviously won't win the World Series. That's stupid. But Padres, White Sox, they're the fourth favorite.
Yeah, so they picked up who did they get?
A pitcher?
Yeah,
someone
good. Who they go
Hold on. The Red Sox are plus 4,500 to win it all. Yeah. Put $25 on that. Don't be an idiot. The Sox do this. Look at the history. We will win this year.
You didn't even get the Cardinals to NL Central outright winner. They're plus 105 to win that division. Ooh. That seems like a steal. The Mets have the best odds to win the NL East.
Do they really?
I mean, the Braves feel like a good touch there at plus 140
They're even to win the World Series. Braves and Mets both plus 1,000. The Mets got better, right?
They got Lindor, yeah.
That's who it is. Yeah.
But they were close to getting Bauer. If they had got Bauer with that, their pitching staff can go, man. They're stacked.
Well, they got the Thor dude over there.
Yeah. You got DeGrom and Scherzer going against each other. There's like some good. It feels like baseball's back. Like for me, last year kind of felt like it was just like I said, it was a wash. Yeah. It just didn't feel like the same thing.
That's why the Sox didn't care.
Yeah, you know? Write it off. We got Cora back now. Yep. It's time to go.
Whole new ball game.
You guys got anything else for today, tomorrow?
Just a little, since I know nothing about baseball, we are doing the full season of baseball this year, right? Instead of the last year was like a COVID season. They like cut like over half the games or what?
162 games, my friend.
We'll be here for everyone.
Now we go.
A lot of games.
Yeah, just real quick, Devin Booker to score 30 points is plus 220 tonight. just feel like that should be something that's talking about. The Bulls don't play much defense.
We'll wrap it up on that beautiful note from Connor. We'll be back Friday. We'll do a deep, deep dive into the Final Four. This is it.
Let's go.
It's all we got. Thanks for following along, watching, listening. Hammer
down!